when they sent us off on this particular deal, I used to be the wingman for Lieutenant Williams. Lieutenant Williams, one of the guys, is one of the very highly decorated. Had a hit on the, I think it was the Akaki Harrier.
Yeah.
And he was in the Coral Sea battle.
Uh-huh.
And that's when they sunk the original Lexington. And when they did that, why, he got off. But he was quite decorated.
Uh-huh.
And he became the TBM. He was an SBD pilot.
And that was
dive bomber.
Yeah.
That was that time. But he became a TBM pilot. And TBM pilots on the anti-submarine warfare were always accompanied by a fighter. And so he went ahead and accompanied us, or I accompanied him, and he'd always volunteer me. So we had a hurricane in North Atlantic. They got a submarine contact, and he said, let's try it out.
Yeah.
Well, they tried it out, and it didn't work. So theoretically, there are some reports where it said that they launched others at that time. They didn't launch anymore. They did use a catapult,
uh-huh.
but they didn't try. They didn't try launching. So they did launch, I think, a 100 killer group, and I think they discovered a submarine, and I believe it wound up sinking that particular submarine. But at that time, they felt that it was going to be evidently sort of tricky.
Yeah.
So they must have had a photographer ready the whole time, because this is serious and going over.
Yeah.
And there again, you can see the water on top of the deck.
Yeah.
This is the forward end of the deal.
I see the water.
The pitch of the ship was so much that the waves, and this particular thing was a storm, and the waves come clear over the deck.
Is that your aircraft with you
so
in
this
it?
This is the one that's going in.
Oh, that's going in. That's
and
the
I
sequence.
Comment on the aileron control,
yeah.
which is down on this
oh,
side.
Oh, I see that, yes.
Up on this side to try to lift it, but it was stalled completely out. So.
Uh-huh.
And this is a secondary picture. Which they got. The guy was running right behind me. So he got the picture, he got that picture, and all of these have...
Oh, so there were many in the sequence.
Right.
Many pictures in the sequence, not
many
just
more
these
than
four.
Showed, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
This is further down,
mm-hmm.
and each one of them I have a comment on. Them.
Yeah.
And the original, I had all the originals.
Yeah.
And somebody...
Stole them.
Yeah, somebody. You can see the difference in the...
I can see the sky also.
Well, yeah, now
you're looking.
You can see the sky here.
Yeah.
The ship is up, and it already picked the waves up, was in this position. Now the thing is taken in this position, and the sky is completely out of the picture. And this is a splash, which means nothing. But it's also got a comment on it.
Uh-huh.
And they're in series. I think there's about eight of them.
Oh, okay.
And as the plane's going down, I'm getting
you're
out.
You're getting out.
I'm getting out about as fast as it's going down. And this is in the water. I've already got out of this thing at that
I
point.
See you, yeah.
And looking at the side of the ship.
How rapidly did the aircraft go underwater once it hit?
I guess it's probably... our takeoff speed was somewhere in the neighborhood of about 80 knots or
yeah.
so, which would be 90 miles an hour or so forth. And generally, in our training that you had what was known as a dunking series.
It'd yeah.
get you in a slide deal and
oh.
hit you into the water. And
yeah.
So you, when you went under, you wouldn't get panicked. The only thing is, an actual structure is turning sideways. And the only thing I can think of is you got a gun sight. Is to get out of the road of that gun sight,
oh, so yeah.
you wouldn't get knocked out. And I didn't think much of it. I guess you just automatically act and so forth. I commented on this.
That's somebody's
some
hand.
Some of the pictures, this is a thumb.
Oh.
And this one of the guys has his arm and his thumbs up that I got out.
Yeah.
And I may have commented the last of five. Incidentally, this is my own plane. What they did is they assigned you a plane.
Yeah.
You could not always fly the same plane, but it generally did. I had my name on it and everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
so you typically flew number five?
Generally, if that would be right. the case. Uh-huh. Not necessarily, but still slightly dazed, but had enough sense to inflate my flight right. And, you know, I did not have enough sense to inflate my flight right. somebody aboard, the carrier said, inflate your flight vest, and they took their pistol and shot it. So when they did that, I looked up and they said, inflate your flight vest, and they were shooting a pistol. So that's the thing. Let's see, flight today, but had enough sense to inflate my flight vest. Lower my life jacket and swim away from the tail end of the plane. I was afraid of getting sucked. That was the only thing I could think of. I was afraid of getting sucked into the carrier because it had a lot of... But the captain of the ship also knew this happened.
Yeah.
A very, very fast, evidently, operation because he gave a right turn.
Yeah.
Immediately, which threw the rear end of the ship away from me. I'm pretty sure that's a... I said, nope, thumbs up by one of the men on the catwalk. If I must say so myself, the men, because this is written for my family.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, the men thought quite a bit of me, of something, a whole lot of me or something like that.